Welcome to our weekly feature, Folk Box and the Voice of Russia, especially for those who love folk art. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. Who Lives in Russia is our series within a series. Well, believe it or not, 150 peoples, large and small, some incredibly ancient, some very young, believe it or not, new ethnic groups continue to emerge, even in our day and age. Today we're going to take a closer look at one of the most ancient peoples on Earth, with genetics boasting rhythms of the Stone Age and tales and legends of Urartu, the murmur of time, the breath of centuries, the Armenians. What has this to do with Russia, you will ask? As the Armenians themselves like to say, Armenians live everywhere. According to the latest population census, there are over 500,000 Armenians. Add to this many dozens of thousands of mixed marriages in Russia. An excellent reason to talk today about Armenians, as requested by a faithful listener of ours, Carl Zimmerman of Teaneck, New Jersey, the United States. And so today we're going to listen to the music of the Armenians. Can one in all honesty do justice to a people boasting a culture of some 30 centuries? Archaeological and culturological research proves the truth of this. So I shall go over the main milestones, highlighting what deserves particular attention. To begin with, you really need to actually go and visit Armenia, the Transcaucasus. Only after you've seen for yourself the endless succession of lofty mountains, their summits piercing the heavens, will you begin to comprehend why everything the Armenians do is so beautiful. Why the verses, the melodics of their speech and their music are like a direct current heading straight for the cosmos. You listen and you feel that time seems to have ground to a standstill, while on the other hand you almost physically sense the breath of the past centuries, millennia, an indestructible link of the times. If you're traveling to Armenia, a must-visit place is, of course, Echmiadzin, the most ancient spiritual center of Christianity. The Armenians became Christians in the 4th century. Only there can you truly perceive how strong these roots are.
Սուրբս խաչն լուսով ջարը կայթյուք զարդարյան
zakum în luso, asfaza in șanico.
The sound of ancient, sacred music of the Armenians. And these are the traditional dances. There are so many beautiful dances on earth, but this I have not seen in the traditions of any other ethnic people. The menfolk stand in a circle, several more people stand on their shoulders, and then a third tier is formed. And this entire construction is in motion. They begin to circle with ever-increasing speed. This is the Armenian three-tier ring dance called Kachari. One of the symbols of Armenian culture, the duduk. If you want to physically perceive the infinite expanse of time itself, this ancient Armenian wind instrument is precisely what you should listen to. The musicians who play the Armenian duduk have a multitude of ways to carry across this sense of infinity. More often than not, two musicians play in duet. One maintains a protracted sound, while the other plays the actual melody. Then, surreptitiously, one draws a deep breath, and for this, too, there exist countless secrets of the trade known only to these remarkable musicians. Thank you. the wondrous Armenian instrument duduk. In the Voice of Russia, you're listening to Folk Box, hosted by me, Svetlana Yakimenko. And now it's time I introduced you to a genuine Armenian on our staff. The author of this feature, journalist Olga Shapovalova, was quick to remind us about Tata Mnatsikanyan, and we rushed to interrogate her.
Do you feel that you have Armenian roots?
Well, in some way I do, but to be honest with you, because I come from a mixed Russian-Armenian family, and because I grew up in Moscow, I feel like I'm half Armenian, half Russian, or half something, half Russian, I guess. Well, yeah, I do feel, because in my family, with my brother, for example, we always speak Armenian, not English, of course, yes. And I travel to Armenia maybe once in 4 years, and I really enjoy being there because people in Armenia are really hospitable, and all the relatives are very happy to see you. They would always make some celebrations for you when you go there. There's a lot of food, a lot of fruit and vegetables, which are really, really fresh. In Armenia, the quality of the fruit and vegetables is very good because they do not use any pesticides or any... And also, I think this is because of the water. Many Armenians believe that Armenian water is special, you know, because it comes from the mountains and it's very pure and fresh. And many Armenians believe that it has a special, very specific taste.
Do Armenians in modern life know Armenian costumes? Do they like Armenian songs? How it is in reality?
I think that many Armenians are now interested in pop music, and there is also Armenian pop music. But also, many people are very interested in old music. Like, for example, my favorite singer is Nune Yesoyan. She sings all our old Armenian songs, and she sings modern songs. She's got a beautiful voice, and she sings the songs of a very famous Sayat Nova. And he wrote a lot of poems, a lot of music, and it is very popular with Armenians, with young Armenians, and young people also, not only old people, you know.
Now let's see what Tata knows about the traditional Armenian holidays.
Most Armenian holidays are those holidays that are celebrated worldwide by Christians, and like the New Year, Christmas, Easter. But I'd like to mention two holidays which are very specific in Armenia. The first holiday is Grape Blessing Day. It is a holiday in August when people take grapes to the church and get them blessed. And then they distribute the grapes among the relatives, friends, neighbors. Although this holiday is dedicated to Saint Mary and celebrated in mid-August, it actually has pagan roots. And this Grape Blessing Day coincides with the beginning of the harvest. So this blessing of the grape is the symbol of abundance and rich harvest. And the second holiday, which is my favorite actually, although I haven't participated in it for many years, but this is a very joyous event. This holiday is called the Feast of Water. So on this day, people drench each other with water. They just pour water on each other. It is celebrated in July. Of course, it is hot outside, so nobody minds it really. And it is actually not common that people get offended if they are poured with water, you know. Nobody can get offended because it is a holiday. So whether you are going to a business meeting or you're wearing your nicest dress, you cannot get offended if somebody, drenched you, if somebody poured water on you. Not only kids get involved in this celebration, in this event, but also elder people. And this was a pagan holiday, actually, long before. But after Armenia adopted Christianity, this holiday was transformed, and people now say that it is dedicated to the Transfiguration holiday. It's a very joyous event, and I think that this is the favorite event of kids, of course, the favorite holiday. It really gives you a lot of positive emotions.
Did you take part in such?
Yes, it's so much fun. Yes, I did. You just pour water on everybody, and everybody pours water on you. So it's just great.
For health, prosperity, and so on, yes?
No, not this holiday. I don't think that this is for prosperity. This holiday is just...
For health?
Well, perhaps. Perhaps it has some meaning in its name, which contains the word rose. But I'm not sure what the meaning of this holiday is, really. It was just a pagan holiday that was so much fun that it was transformed into the, into a Christian holiday, probably.
And of course, something we come across in a great many folklore customs of diverse peoples: fire, water, the symbols of eternal life. No wonder our folklore expert Olga questioned Tata so zealously. And now Tata will be talking about the traditional Armenian cuisine. Incidentally, apparently she got most of her information not from her Armenian, but from her Russian grandmother.
Well, Armenian cuisine, yes, it is interesting. Well, if we talk about festive events and celebrations, I think, by the way, celebrations in Armenia can be quite impressive because people are very hospitable and they usually invite a lot of their friends. You know, it is something very loud. A lot of people, a lot of food, a lot of drinks, music. I believe it might be quite shocking for people who have never attended such a celebration before. Yes, like for some of my friends who came to celebrations at my place, it can be quite somewhat shocking, not really shocking, but somewhat shocking to see such a crowd of loud people drinking, eating, and you know, singing sometimes. A very popular dish for this kind of events is like weddings, birthdays, is kufta. Yes, and not to be mixed with a dish of the same name, which is stuffed meatballs, also very popular in Turkey. Now, kufta is made of meat, and it is very important that the meat is well pounded before it is cooked. So you add milk, eggs, chopped onion, and very interestingly, cognac.
Cognac?
Yes. And
famous Armenian cognac.
Yeah, it is quite famous, I believe. And you make balls from the meat that you get. And this meat is served, it's boiled for maybe 30 minutes, and then you cut it and serve it with drawn butter. Mm-hmm. Yes. You get a very soft and delicate taste. You know, the meat is very, very soft. Now, if we talk about everyday food, I think there are two dishes worth mentioning. The first one is harissa. It's a porridge made of wheat and chicken. Mm-hmm. And then you serve it with drawn butter and cinnamon. Mm. Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah, and it has a long history. Its recipe has been passed on since very old times. And a very similar dish is also popular in some Arab countries.
Mm-hmm.
The second dish is spas, which is made of yogurt, wheat, and herbs. Well, so that's it for everyday dishes, so for everyday food.
Dada, brace yourself. We'll be angling for invitations to try out that traditional Armenian hospitality in action. And as a final flourish for today, we persuaded Tata to sing a bit for us. Now, that was a true revelation. Although she's a genuine Muscovite who enjoys traveling the world over, our English language announcer here and an expert in Chinese, she goes to China regularly to further her knowledge of the language, we reminded Tata of her roots and sing she did. An infinite, sorrowful melody, adorned by Tata in typical Armenian style with a shimmering vocal tracery. More proof of just how powerful one's roots are.
Ojahachen, Aigitan Mish Dalare. O Faigepan, Imastunim Imhairik. Mairarazi Naman Serat Varare. Imachki Luis. Im sertisun, im hairik.
Many thanks to Tata. Without her, our folk box feature dedicated to Armenia would not have been complete.
Amen sazi mechen go. Նախաս մարդըն քիչ չի տեսնի, դու նրավ ասնիս կամանչա։ Նախաս մարդըն քիչ չի տեսնի, դու նրավ ասնիս կամանչա։ Հաստարա էլ նավորերու, էդիվն հա Kizinznitz ov anakhali ashuri basnis kamancha Kizinznitz ov kanakhali ashuri basnis kamancha Խուսից ու խնդացնիս ու կդրիս հիվանդի դողը իպ կաղցր ձայնդ վիր կոնիս բաց կուլի հիտատ խաղողը իպ կաղցր ձայնդ վիր կոնիս բաց կուլի հիտատ խաղողը Sin abriku atzva kanisare sayat noven shad ban gudesnis kamancha kanisare sayat noven shad ban gudesnis kamancha
And join us in a couple of weeks' time when I'll be telling you about Armenian legends. Tune in to Folk Box in the Voice of Russia.